Auburn finally gets a running back on the board, and it's a good one.
In a world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fine.
Yes, sir. We're back. Happy Monday. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast, and I'm your host, Charlie Five, and we're ready to get this week kicked off talking about a big flip we've been waiting for it seems like years, but it's actually only been a couple of months. Go ahead and get your running back, one of your running backs on the board. Big time commitment, big time flip from Alvin Henderson. And we're going to dive deep into that. But before we get started, you know, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Guys need to check out retirementresults.com/plan, because look, Auburn had a plan to flip Alvin Henderson, and they worked that plan and it finally paid off. But Ford Stokes wants to help you get in that right plan to get you ready for retirement. He's a registered Social Security analyst. He'll help maximize your Social Security income and help you delete the IRS from your retirement accounts. He's an Auburn Tiger fan. What better person to trust with your funds, with your retirement, with the stuff you've worked so hard to earn than a fellow Auburn fan? So check him out. Tell him War Eagle. Tell him I sent you. Ford Stokes, Active Wealth Management. But we're going to retirementresults.com/plan. Nailed it that time. Got hung up on the backslash last time. But definitely check him out. Ford Stokes. All right. Big time commitment over the weekend, kind of a surprise. I say a surprise, the timing of the surprise. If you've been listening to the show, we talked about on Friday that Alvin Henderson was probably on the list of next ones to possibly commit. But when we kind of started to catch wind of the flip that may happen, it seemed like it might be a little bit later this week or possibly into the next week. Based off the timeline of things, but I think they're ready. Finally, we've kind of drug this thing out. We've been patient, but let's go ahead and get this thing done. Let's go ahead and get this thing done. Have some excitement over the weekend. And I believe on Friday, he goes ahead and pulls the trigger and kind of makes for a great weekend. You just kind of relax and enjoy the excitement of finally getting your running back on the board. And it's a really good one. It's a really good one. It's one that you fought hard for. One that you could have given up on. I mean, your patience can only go so far, and you get nervous when you don't have a running back on the board at all. But that Hugh Freeze had a plan. Hugh Freeze wanted this kid really badly, and understandably so. And he was patient with him, very, very patient, and it worked off. It paid off. If you listen to Locked On Auburn, we talked about it about the day after it committed with Zach. And I said that day, there ain't no child from Elba, Alabama going up to Pennsylvania to play football. I just didn't see it. I didn't see that as a realistic option. All due respect to Alvin, I just never bought that commitment. I never bought that was going to end up being his final spot. And I was – So the people that got upset about it or the people that got mad about the commitment, that's why I was like, guys, just chill. This is not going to be something that lasts. This is not going to be something. This is not going to be where he, if we want Alvin Henderson, if Auburn wants Alvin Henderson, I think Auburn will get Alvin Henderson. So, and then obviously that came to fruition. So again, it was a great way to start off the weekend. This is a big addition to this class. It's the number 12 player in the state of Alabama, high four-star, very high four-star on a couple of different sites. Really helps you get your ranking up. I think we're jumping up to number 7 on three, as high as top 4 on 247 and somewhere in that 5 or 6 range at Rivals. Bottom line, you're right in that top 5 range where you need to be at the end of the year. If you can be in the top 5 range, that's going to probably put you in the top 2 or 3 in the SEC, and that's where you have to be able to compete with the tops of your conference. That's where you have to be, and to be there in June, That's really big. And Auburn's not done. You got 16-ish commits right now. You still got several that you could add leading up to Big Cat weekend. I'm still looking at that 20 number before the season starts, and it could be more. So it's very, very big for that. It's big for your running back room. Auburn loses Jarquez Hunter this year. There's a scenario where, I mean, you got Damari Austin and you got Cobb that are right there neck and neck battling for starters, the starting role. If something were to happen and the one person doesn't like the fact that they didn't win the job next year in 2025, there's a scenario where you could only bring back one running back for 2025. So it's very important to get two backs in this class. I like the idea of having the bigger back, and then you have your sort of your change-up guy. And I love Alvin Henderson in that change-up role because he can do a little bit of everything. And he does a little bit of everything right now for his high school. There's been a lot of people that are concerned, and I get it a little bit. I get it a little bit about his classification he plays in. He does play in a very small school in the state of Alabama. I think it's at the lowest classification. But Auburn has had success with small school backs. I mean, you don't even have to go back that far to find a back that played at a very small school, and he was dominant at that level. And then it translated over time into the SEC play, and that's Kerryon Johnson. You know, he went to Madison Academy. It's a very small school in North Alabama. I think it's fluctuated between like 2, 3, and 4A. I think when he played it at the time, it was 3A. And no disrespect to North Alabama, but the 3A competition in North Alabama just wasn't there. It just wasn't there. But and Kerryon was absolutely dominant. He played wide receiver. He threw some passes. He played running back. He did everything. He even played on defense. Played safety on defense. So you don't even have to really go back that far. And then for the really old heads, you got Tommy Agee, who may have a star on the walk, who played, you know, fullback in the wishbone for Bo Jackson in front of Bo Jackson. And then you got Harold Morrow, who played in the early 90s. Who both of those guys had very long NFL careers. Both came from 1A high schools, coincidentally the same 1A high school, which is kind of crazy. But yeah, so Auburn has had success with small school backs. I mentioned it on the show on Friday. Derrick Henry, a 2 or 3A high school in Florida, very, very small competition, absolutely dominated the competition. Alvin Henderson has had that level of domination for the last 2 years. He rushed for over 1,000 yards his freshman season, but you had about 2,600 yards last year, his sophomore year rushing. And then you had like 3,500-ish yards this past season and 60 touchdowns, 61 touchdowns. So in two seasons, he's had like nearly 50 touchdowns. And then 61 touchdowns, doing a little bit of everything for his school. So if you're going to be a small school back, you got to be dominant. And that's what Alvin does. Alvin absolutely dominates every aspect of that level. And I talked about this, and I put the tweet out over the weekend. And we talked about basically we looked at some of the competition from his school last year, and there's, you know, even though he's played, you know, smaller school competition, there's three schools. Brantley High School, if you're not familiar with Alabama high school football, Brantley High School, especially small school Alabama high school football, Brantley, Maplesville, and Leroy combined for 15 state championships. And this is what he did. From Brantley, he 23 times for 271, 5 touchdowns. Maplesville, 21 carries for 315 yards and 6 touchdowns. And then Leroy, which is probably the one that knocked them out of the playoffs, 31 carries, 320 yards and 3 touchdowns, averaging well over 10 yards a carry, close to, you know, honestly, 12 to 13 yards a carry in those games. So even the best schools, even the better schools in that classification, he's still utterly dominant, still dominant. It's just kind of the video game. He puts up really good numbers for a passer. He puts up really good numbers for a quarterback. So obviously the kid's got skills. And here's another thing that's even more so impressive about the way he's doing things. Their offense they run, I called it a Notre Dame box. It's basically like a single wing. So just imagine almost wildcat. He's getting a direct snap every single play just about and going. And like, so the defense knows, okay, we know Alvin's getting the ball. That's who we got to stop. That's who you got to stop. They know that's the guy, and nobody can do it. Nobody at that level can do it. Now, do I expect him to have those type numbers at Auburn? No, nobody has those type of numbers in college. But can he be a very effective, smaller back that can, you know, be sort of a change up from just turn around, hand it off, pound it up the middle? No, this guy could be a screen guy. He could be a third and long draw type player that can pick up big chunks, like stuff like that. Those third down backs that can do different things other than just turn around and hand it off and take it. I really like what Alvin can do. I'm anxious to see. I believe there's a Rivals camp series in Jacksonville, Florida tomorrow on Tuesday. I think that he'll compete in, weather permitting. I think he does very well when he goes to these camps where he competes against some of the best competition. So I'll be very anxious to see the notes that come out from that Rivals camp series. He's about 5'9", 5'10", 190, 195. Like, you're not going to have him carry the ball 20 times a game, but he could get somewhere in that neighborhood of 8 to 10 touches and just explode. So that's the kind of guy that you had to have, and he's already really fired up. I mean, this is another reason you had to get him in, because you know kids of that caliber pull weight with other players. So you already got him out recruiting, firing off at people on Twitter as far as other recruits. Hey, come to Auburn, come join to Auburn. So all around, very, very big pickup. Very, very big pickup. So look, don't let people tell you. If people tell you he plays at too small of a school, well, okay, what about Kerryon Johnson? Okay, what about all these other guys that have come up and had success? What about, 3,500 yards rushing in a single year, 61 touchdowns? I mean, you think that you go up a couple classifications and you just aren't good anymore? No, this kid can play, and Auburn has singled him out, basically. Hugh singled him out basically since he got here, and he's wanted him since he got here, and he's recruited him hard since he's got here. And that's one thing about Hugh Freeze. When he locks in on somebody, he's relentless. He's patient, way more patient than a lot of you guys, listeners, in the comments and things like that, that don't have the patience that Hugh did over Alvin Henderson. That's a big factor for recruiting, is being patient. And I think he's not the only one. Alvin's not the only one that Hugh's having to be patient over. But in the end, typically, it pays off. So big addition. Get fired up. Start the week off getting fired up about a commit. And, you know, let's see what happens the rest of the week. And we're going to talk about that shortly. But before we do that, we got to give a shout out to PlainsCoffee.com. Guys, you got to check this place out. I'm so happy that I found a place that has fresh, like the most fresh coffee that you can possibly have. I've always been like a Folgers big box guy or whatever, those big canisters of coffee. And instead, now you can get, they've been sitting on the shelf forever, and now you can get freshly ground, freshly roasted coffee sent to your door. I got the Cowboy blend. I really like it. I've got an idea. I'm kind of got my eye on this whiskey barrel aged coffee here as well, that I'm going to give a shot as soon as my Cowboy roast. My Cowboy blend runs out, but you can smell it when it's in the mailbox. It's fresh, ready to go, and you can save big by using coupon code button, take 10% off. So check them out, plainscoffee.com. Use coupon code button, save 10%. All right, so it seems like we keep getting surprise commits, and it kind of throws off some time frames as far as when people are committing. And then things happen. This past weekend, there was our coaches crammed a lot of visits in at once, but just kind of, you know, that last week had some really big visits, kind of back to back to back, some midweek visits, some weekend visits. And then they kind of took some time to relax, which they deserve. But the visit period just ended this past weekend. So there were some schools that had some visits this past weekend. We had some of our targets go on these visits. And look, when kids leave a visit, they call it the visit high. Okay. You leave a visit, you've just been had the red carpet rolled out, just been wined and dined with all kinds of goodies, from meals to parties to celebrity treatment. And it sometimes that can work on. Sometimes that can sort of, you know, get in your head, and it takes a couple of days to sort of decompress and get back down to earth. And I think, you know, we had a sort of Herbert Scroggins, which obviously is one of our biggest targets that could pop next. He visited Miami this past weekend, and you know, he was set to commit on Tuesday, which is tomorrow, and he postpones his announcement. So he says, hey, I've had this amazing visit. I maybe need a little bit more time to think. So typically that's, you know, that's what that means. When you go on a visit and then you postpone a very short, like, commitment time frame, like you're about to commit, have a commit announcement, and you postpone it, that pretty much means I'm not 100% sure that that's what I want to do yet. I don't know if I want to go ahead and end it right now. I really had a good visit. Okay, I say all that to say, I think Auburn still sits really well with this kid. You got to let him come down off his visit high. You talk to him today, talk to him tomorrow. I don't expect him to commit tomorrow. He could still do it, but I don't expect him to commit tomorrow. But I don't think it's still too much further out before he goes ahead and pulls the trigger. It may just be a little bit longer, and that's that whole patience thing that you're going to have to work through. And it could have, you're probably going to have to work through it with Herbert as well, but he's worth it. He's one of your top players at that position, the top player at that position on your board. And you want to go ahead and you want to try to lock him in as quickly as possible, because look, you just saw what happened. You take a visit, and that visit high gets you, and it makes you, you know, question things a little bit. So, but again, this ain't the first time that this has happened to the staff. There's a plan. They know how to work this type of situation. I doubt it was a surprise. And then hopefully you'll go ahead and lock him down in the next week or so. Just delay the announcement a little bit. So as far as who's next, you got a shot Wednesday. I think Shamar Arnaud, we talked about him in our predicted class. It's Auburn or FSU. I think he's announcing on Wednesday. I don't know that the confidence is quite there at Auburn all the way as far as of Monday, that Wednesday's going to go their way. So we'll just have to see how that plays out. But that could be your next commit if he were to choose Auburn on Wednesday. I'm kind of expecting it to start off. I'm kind of expecting it if he just goes ahead and makes the commitment on Wednesday, it might be a Florida State situation. But I know we're going to battle. I know we're going to battle up until then. So things change hourly with these kids. So we'll see what happens on Wednesday. And if he does commit to Florida State, look, you still got a bunch of DBs. You feel really good about Blake Woodby, who is just sort of planning his, you know, announcement deal. You're thinking you're going to have a July announcement for him. You're not super worried. You do like this kid, and obviously he's Juju's teammate, which helps a little bit. You feel like it would help a little bit in the Juju Lewis situation. But as far as who's the stone cold next one, I think it's sort of up in the air. I honestly would almost expect a 2026 commit to be your next commit, but I don't really know who that will be. I know next week is going to be wrapped around that July 4th week, where there could be a lot of action. That seems to be a big commit week, a big commit action for the week. You got a lot of stuff before, a lot of stuff on the 4th, a lot of stuff after. And there's several guys that we mentioned on Friday that could go there. As far as who's the next stone cold, I thought it would be Herbert Scroggins. And I thought tomorrow we'd be celebrating his commitment. But it looks like we may have to wait just a little bit longer on him and then see what happens on Wednesday. Maybe we'll get some intel before then and sort of see. Maybe we'll get some more positive intel towards Shamar as it gets closer to his commitment date. And if it does, obviously we'll share that. So that's going to be it for today. Be fired up about Alvin Henderson. And then we'll just have to see what happens as far as how the schedule works for who commits next. I'm kind of expecting the next one to pop to be a 2026 kid. Could it be a Hezekiah Harris? Could it be, could we have to go all the way till next week for Shedarius Tootle, you know, somewhere around that July 4th day? Could it be Jacoby Ward, who we've sort of had on deck for quite a while now? Could Herbert just go ahead and say, okay, I've come off the high, I'm going to go ahead and commit on, let's say, Friday, something like that? Who knows? We'll see. It's just not quite as concrete as it looked before this past weekend. So I don't think that's a bad thing. Still a lot of good stuff on deck. Auburn sits pretty in the recruiting standings, right where you need to be. Just got to knock out a couple more positions and then keep chipping away at that Juju Lewis recruitment. We may talk about a little bit about him and some of the comments that were made over his visit to Colorado this past weekend. So y'all have a great start to your week, and we will get after it again tomorrow. Like this video, subscribe to this channel, get in the comments, follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. And you know we're going to be back every single day getting after. So I really appreciate it. Y'all have a great week and stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.